Randy Gorman is here now with the WXXI Business Report. Good morning, Randy. I understand there's news about possible federal support for a regional technology hub here.
Yes, good morning, Beth. The U.S. Senate last week approving a $250 billion bill that Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says will help shore up critical industries like semiconductors and artificial intelligence. The New York Democrat says the bill includes $10 billion for regional technology hubs that would create jobs throughout the upstate region. If the plan moves forward, it is something local business leaders like Matt Hurlbut of Greater Rochester Enterprise is excited about. He says Rochester would be a good location for that kind of operation, noting the presence of low-cost power, an excellent college and university system, and the advancements made in a variety of technology areas, including photonics.
Leveraging our biotech assets, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, as well as the innovation going on in the food and beverage industry, I think we're well suited for further research, as well as supporting growth in the semiconductor industry and opportunities to locate facilities like that here in the region.
Although the legislation has passed the Senate, it would still have to be reconciled with a similar bill in the House, where that legislation heads next. Well, former Xerox CEO Ursula Burns is out with a new memoir called Where You Are Is Not Who You Are. She reflects on her time as CEO of Xerox from 2009 to 2016. She was the first black female executive to lead a Fortune 500 company. Burns spoke recently to the Harvard Business Review, and she was asked about writing in her new book about being optimistic about America and about the world, including her views on racial equity.
More people are talking, even if it's some of it is uninformed, more people are having a discourse about racial equity, about social justice, about economic equity, about it. This is not only in the United States, it's around the world. The conversation is happening everywhere.
Burns now lives in London. She sits on several corporate boards and also serves as an advocate for inclusive capitalism and racial equity. An organization called Dress for Success Rochester, which provides programs and services to help women secure meaningful and sustainable employment, expanding its efforts now. The group says it will take its career counseling services to meet women where they are, offering coaching services and other consulting services with a mobile boutique and career center. Leaders of the organization note that women were disproportionately impacted by the COVID pandemic, and they want to offer greater flexibility for their clients. Dress for Success Rochester recently expanded its leadership team, appointing Bivette Stodgehill to a newly created role of executive director. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.